This is TechCrunch.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of TechCrunch.
SoftBank pays big, SurveyMonkey goes public, and Juul's next step by Alex Wilhelm. Hello and welcome back to Equity, TechCrunch's venture capital-focused podcast, where we unpack the numbers behind the headlines. This week on Equity, the gang was back together. We had the ever-excellent Connie Loizos on hand, along with TechCrunch's Danny Crichton and myself on loan from Crunchbase News. Even better, we had Iris Choi on the show. When she's not hanging out with us for the pod, she's a partner at Floodgate. This week was another that offered a panoply of topics that we couldn't get to in detail. Stripe's huge new round and attendant valuation bump, for example. Oh, and new Lyft financials, too. But we picked out the best, divvied them up, and here's what we chose. The SoftBank payroll. SoftBank was super active in the past week, dropping capital into a number of companies. Oyo, O-Y-O, was up first, a budget hotel startup based out of India. SoftBank has been a recurring investor in the firm, but most recently helped drop $1 billion more into the company. Also on the SoftBank front was a brace of real estate companies, Opendoor and Compass. Both raised $400 million this week, and SoftBank is backing each with checks. If the move was oddly internally competitive or not is up for debate. Still, more huge checks from the Vision Fund. SurveyMonkey's IPO. After a long road to the public markets, the venerable SurveyMonkey managed to raise its IPO price above range and sold more shares than planned as well. Its stock then took off. Bitmain's IPO numbers redo. After posting an incredible first quarter, Bitmain had a pretty lacking second quarter. Will this scuttle an IPO that was supposed to be a hot ticket? Can one of the most famous crypto-focused companies go public at all? All that, and we still had time to natter about Juul, about which Connie had great notes on from her recent interview with the founders. That is us. Thanks for coming around, and stay cool.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.